Genesis 2:7, he made man out of dirt. He goes back to the original plan. Your children, what is God's plan for your children? God has a plan for you, for your children, for your children's children. 1 Corinthians 15:45, when we're born again, we're born according to the motto of the second Adam, the last Adam, not the first Adam. Turn your porch light on. Your prodigal sons and daughters are coming back home. Get ready. We're about to see our sons and daughters come back home. With your hands raised, I sense the Lord. As you have your hands raised and you're with me, can I ask you a question? Did Jesus just spit directly into this man's eyes? He did not. He did that with the other blind man in Mark 8. Wait a minute, Pastor Sam, what happened? Difference. The other guy was already, he already had sight and he lost it. This one was born without it. You know what Jesus did here? Read it. He spit on the what? On the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, what did God make man out of? You missed it. I sense the Lord. Jesus takes his spit and he connects it to the original blueprint. I'm going to activate my original plan for you. In other words, in God's original plan, your children are not drug addicts. I'm preaching now. In God's original plan, you are not the byproduct of multi-generational infidelity. In God's original plan, pornography does not hold you back. In God's original plan, are you with me? You're about to see all glory. You're about to see the fulfillment of Psalm 138, verse 8. The purpose of God's original plan fulfilled in your life. The collective canopy of the plans for Jerusalem and Israel. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians that these plans are likewise ours through Christ, Jeremiah 29:11, hence applies for you and I through the vicarious atoning work of Christ. Lift up your hands. I'm done. The plans. Genesis 2:7, he made man out of dirt. He goes back to the original plan. Your children, what is God's plan for your children? God has a plan for you, for your children, for your children's children. 1 Corinthians 15:45, when we're born again, we're born according to the motto of the second Adam, the last Adam, not the first Adam. The original plans are back in place, baby. Woo, in God's original plan, you're not full of anxiety. In God's original plan, you're not the tail. In God's original plan, you're not cursed. Oh, you're about to see God's plan. Isaiah 14:27. I'm about to say it. I may get in trouble because God's original plan is activated in this Holy Spirit awakening. Ready for this? Your children will not inherit your sins. Let me repeat it. Your children will not inherit your sins. Your children will inherit your blessings. Your children will not inherit your mistakes. Your children will inherit your mantles. And your children will never live in what God took you out of. All right, stand with me. You are standing. Stand with me. He's just ridiculous, man. He does this. And then you would think that Jesus himself, but this did not happen. Hey, you, now that I put this in your eyes, I'm going to wash you myself. This is what Jesus did. It's a double blind study. He's already blind. He blinded even more. And then Jesus goes like this. Then he says, all right, double blind man, go wash yourself. That's wild. He literally had to walk with his mess. It may look like a mess to some, but underneath that mess, there was already a miracle. I just want to ask here, Faith Assembly, is there anyone here in any season of your life, is there anyone here who ever walked with their mess? Because you knew behind that mess, there was already a miracle. You knew behind that mess. Am I preaching to anyone? And some people criticized you. Some people judged you. Some people lied about you, but you kept on walking. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Because it is not by might nor by on. You got to learn to walk with your mess. Walk with your mess. Walk with your mess. There comes a season we all got to go through to get to. All of us. All of us sometimes. Joseph went through the pit to get to the palace. The Israelites went through the desert to get to the promised land. The Hebrew boys went through the fiery furnace to get to the promotion. Jesus went through the cross and the empty tomb so you and I can get here right now. We all got to go through to get to. But here's the question I have to ask you. Did Joseph stay in the pit? Did the Israelites stay in the desert? Did the Hebrew boys stay in the fiery furnace? Did Jesus stay in the tomb? Well, I'm not staying either. I'm coming out in the name of Jesus, and you're coming out in the name of Jesus. Mess. Walk with your mess. You're standing with me. Even some messes show up that you did not expect. July of 2020, my family got hit with this thing, my entire family. We contact Trace. We didn't get it in Cali. We got it from a guy in Houston, Texas. These Texans, man. And it was first week of July. George was part of this debacle. Thanks, George. It was heavy. I was asymptomatic. I run. I'm an avid runner. So just the regimen, I actually ran better during COVID, did better timing. I thought I never had it, but I found out later on through antibody tests that I did. So a mí lo que me dio fue un escalofrío un día así, y se acabó. So yo pensé que no tenía nada, porque no me dio fiebre, no me dio nada, absolutamente, comí mejor que nunca, bacho, que comí como nunca. Pero nada, man. Any questions? So, true story. The sad thing about this is that my daughter, Evie, my eldest, she just gave birth to my first granddaughter, Mila. Beautiful, mi Mila, mi gordita linda. Evie's white blood cell count was suppressed a bit. She just gave birth, and she was running in the low threes. She'd be above four WBCs. It knocked her out. And I don't mean knocked. I mean it put her in ICU with a ventilator. And then I end up speaking to the doctor, and I asked this question. I go, all right, but she's young, so this is me. She's young, right? So, I mean, in a couple days, she'll be coming out of this. And when you hear on the other side silence, and all you hear is, Mr. Rodriguez, we will be monitoring this on a daily basis. Next time we called, things got worse. She was aiming towards the other side. I have great empathy for those who have lost loved ones. I lost it. I was driving my Wrangler Rubicon in Northern California by myself in my car, and I had to walk with my mess, and things were messy. And I just went, God, I don't doubt you for a moment. I've seen too much of your glory and your grace. I can't even doubt you for a second, because I've seen too much of you. I've lived it. I can't deny it. I just don't understand this. It doesn't add up. I'm mad. And I felt the Holy Spirit invade my Wrangler. And I felt the Spirit of God embrace me. And I heard God saying, Sammy, I'm mad with you. Not at me, but alongside me. Like God was with me going, me too. So then I did something. I said, God, I don't need a sign. I'm not Gideon. Again, I know you too much. I'm not a kid. I've been through so much. But just for you and I, if you want to, can you invade her ICU room right now? I even said this. Can you send angels and invade her room? You ready for this? George can bear witness. My family can bear witness. I make that prayer. Let me tell you the text I subsequently received from my daughter, who has no idea. I haven't talked to her, seen her. California, very restrictive. Couldn't see, couldn't. I get a text from my daughter in ICU, in a ventilator. Dad, comma. I'm not going crazy. These are not the meds. Dad, I promise, heaven just invaded my room. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't deny my miracle. There is still power in the name of Jesus. Miracles still happen. Miracles still happen. I have great empathy for those that had a different outcome for now. A miracle still happened. Call the doctor 24 hours later. I speak to the same doctor. Doctor says, Mr. Rodriguez, I have no idea what happened. This whole thing changed. Your daughter is no longer in critical condition. As a matter of fact, I can't explain what happened. This turnaround, she says, quote, she has no idea that I'm a pastor. This turnaround has been, I can't explain it. So the next, then she says, I'm going to tell you how great the turnaround is. Mr. Rodriguez, we shouldn't be doing this under normal circumstances, but the amount of demand for COVID in California is so great. Your daughter has turned around so much in 24 hours, you can pick her up tomorrow morning. This gets wild. Wild. We pick her up. It's a Puerto Rican family, so we're all emotional. We're all messed up. El esposo, los niños, la mamá, el hermano, la hermana. Gracias a Dios que los vecinos llegaron. We all went in, right? So we all pick her up. We pick her up at UC Davis Hospital in Sacramento. We're picking her up. She gets, so help me God. We pick her up in an SUV. The whole fam cramped up in an SUV, which is a Puerto Rican. Anyway, so that's not the point right now. So we pick her up. She goes in there. She's barely talking. She was just in a ventilator. She's about to die. All of a sudden, she's in her ISUB. She goes in there, and we go to her, what do you want? I'm thinking she's going to take me to that place where we can all have a good time, Starbucks. But she didn't say that, right? No. She says, drive up to Tahoe. That's 2 hours away. We're on our way to Tahoe. Halfway there, there's a lake. A lake. She says, go to the lake. And in my mind, I'm thinking, the meds. The meds. We get to the lake. Evie's there. She gets off. She goes, you guys can stay or you can follow me. And we're all going like, de verdad, se le fue algo. Which means, se le fue algo. So I'm thinking, there's, you know, she goes, we walk through the trail of this lake that's not paved. It's a beautiful lake. It's a tourist area, but it's like, you know, very California, rugged sort of environmental, ecotourism kind of stuff. They go through, and we're walking through this, and this girl's on a ventilator. She's going through. She's not running. She's just pacing herself. She gets to this massive lake. She touches with the tippy toe, takes off her flip-flop, touches the water like this, looks around. We're all going. She dives. We're going, she dives back, and she comes back out of the water like this. She goes, I am alive. I'm here to tell you, we're about to see the church come out of this mess. We're about to see God's children come out of this mess. And we're about to declare to this world, we are alive by the grace of God. We are alive by the Spirit of God. We are alive for the glory of God. Are there any living people in the house? All right. We're done. George, come in here. Go walk with your mess. Ready? We're done? Ready? George, here it is. Here's it. Careful, careful. All right, ready? When I say now, you're going to wash yourself. Jesus didn't wash him. He washes of all of our sins. Praise the Lord. But this incident reminds me that sometimes we have to learn to pray for ourselves. Sometimes you need to learn to speak prophetically into yourself. So instead of waiting for others, if you need a word, if you really want to go, just take your own hand. Go like this and say, this is the word of the Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Some men trust in chariots. Others trust in horses. I trust in the name of the Lord our God. I was young, but now I'm old. But this I know for certain. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor their seed begging for bread. So at the count of three, I want you to do this. And you all lift up your hands. When you wash this off. Matter of fact, let's do this. Just go ahead, wash it off. Go ahead, wash it off. And don't open up your eyes, though. Wash it off. Yeah. I promise I'll get you a mani-pedi after this. That'd be awkward, a mani-pedi? I don't know. It's just
Not awkward in California. Maybe awkward in Florida, though. I should. It's called geographical contextualization, my friend. Right? Don't open up your eyes. Ready? Let me get you here. Mm-hmm. When I count to three, George, I want you to open up your eyes. Now let's speak prophetically. We're going to open up our eyes too. I want everybody here to close your eyes. We're going to open up our eyes and we're going to see a move of God like we have never. I mean that. We're about to see a move of God upon our families and cities and communities like we have never seen before. He walked through this mess. When your hunger is greater than your fear, nothing can stop you. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. When what's behind you is under the blood of Jesus, what's in front of you cannot be stopped. We know that. We know. Here it is. Let me lift up your hands. You keep your eyes closed. Whatever is messy, it's about to become miraculous. Your family may look like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. It just needs to be washed off. Your messy marriage is about to become a miraculous marriage. Your messy kid is about to become a miraculous kid. I'm here to prophesy to you in Jesus' name. The area of your greatest mess will be the area of your greatest miracle. So get ready. You're about to see it. You're about to see it. Right? You have your hands raised and your eyes closed. I want you to hear me carefully. This man could not see, but he heard the voice of Jesus. He heard the voice. Do not give everyone your ear. Who you listen to, who speaks into you, is more important than who speaks about you. Let me repeat that. Who speaks into you is way more important than who speaks about you. Whoever has your ear will inevitably have your heart. So stop listening to unholy voices. Stop listening to toxic, gossiping, drama-filled voices. Listen to the voice of God. Let's do this. The count of three, you're going to open up your eyes. You're going to see stuff. You're going to see the glory of God. Ready? Here we go. Job 42:5. Before I heard, but now my eyes have seen. At the count of three, we're all going to open our eyes. We're going to see revival, an awakening, an outpouring. The outpouring in Orlando will impact Florida. It will spread throughout Florida. It will impact the nations. It's going to be amazing. There's a reason why the outpouring of the Spirit of God in this city is so instrumental. You've heard it before. The tourist component, the prophetic, strategic location of the city. The world comes to Orlando, and they're going to go back with beyond Mickey ears. They're going to go back with an anointing to turn their nations upside down for the glory of Jesus. So at the count of three, get ready to see what you've never seen before. In your family, home, marriage, ministry, calling, you're about to see what you've never seen before. Are you ready? And I want you to praise like nothing will be able to stop it. Ready? I want you to give God the kind of affirming glory that lets everything know you're about to see it. And I don't mean years from now. I'm talking about this begins right here, right now. Ready? One, two, three. Open up your eyes. See the glory. 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 Now, look up here real quick. If there's anyone here who says, Pastor Sam, I need today my mess to become a miracle. If that's you, I'm going to count to three. You come out of your seat. You join me. If you have to think about it, it's not you. If you say, Pastor Sam, today's the day. My mess becomes my miracle. So this is the pool. This is the place right here where the Spirit of God, where the river of God will wash right now. Your eyes are about to open up. Ready? One, two, three. If that's you, come out of your seat. Run. Run. Get here. Your mess is about to become your miracle. I sense the glory. Your mess is about to become your miracle. 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 Your mess is about to become your miracle.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
That is who you are.
Wash yourself. Let's go wash yourself. It may look like a mess, but it's just a miracle with mud on it. Go wash yourself. It may look like a mess to others, those that don't know, but those that know, know. Let's go wash yourself. Go wash yourself and you. Just open up your eyes and just all of a sudden. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Oh. Lift up your hands. You're about to see it.
I have seen in the past few months after my daughter went through, after I walked with my mess, after our family went. I have seen the glory of God in our church. And George knows this, no hype. Our church blew up. God just went boop in California with restrictions. We actually had the best year ever. I got more, this is all God. I got more contracts to produce more movies through secular, meaning not to produce movies, faith movies through secular studios, which is a greater platform than ever before. Go wash yourself. I'm here to tell you, we're about to see great things. We're about to see great things. We're about to see great things. So let's do this. Let's do this. Live a holy, healed, healthy, happy, humble, hungry, honoring life. And with that life, change the world around you. We're about to do this. If you receive this message, raise one hand. If you truly received it and you're not joking, raise both hands. All right. Pastor, where are you? Was he raptured again? Who is it? Who is it? Come here before I pass the baton over to you. I'm going to ask y'all to do something real quick. This is going to be awkward. I mean, I hope you invite me back, but if you don't, I'm going to be in a fetal position. Because I love this place. It feels like home. Oh, my goodness. This feels like home. So it's, don't get offended. If you can't do this, don't do it. I just see it prophetically. So I just, again, if you can, this is going to be weird. I know. It's not the normal, but just trust me for a second. You don't have to. If you can you just like a little bit squat, just a little bit? A little bit, if you can? If you can, yeah, everybody. When I count to three, I want you to jump up like you're a rocket being launched, because we're about to see the church launched with the glory of Jesus. And whatever try to hold you down, no. We're about ready. One, two, a rock, three. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Okay, you got it. You took it. And just, those are yours. This book, it's called From Survive to Thrive. The whole story about my daughter is in here. The whole mess to miracle, meta-narrative with major points, not that sermon, but major points extrapolated that are included here are in this book. And it'll bless you indeed. God blessed it and it became a number one bestseller. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to be back there signing books, but I'm going to do something, George. I'm going to get in trouble because we have more people than I expected, but we'll make it happen. Whoever purchases, I'm going to have them in the back. They're going to run out. But I only brought like 40 copies or whatever. So if you purchase one tonight on Amazon and send me the screenshot, you have my word of integrity that this week my team will send you another hard copy to your house for you to give to someone who needs to come out of the pit and start thriving in the name of Jesus. But you have to buy it tonight before midnight on Amazon.com. From Survive to Thrive. Now, what's the email address? Info@NHCLC.org. 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 Or you can go to my church site, NewSeasonWorship.org. And right there, you can email me and we'll send you another copy of the book.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power. What heaven starts, hell cannot stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.